Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere, the National Corn Growers Association, and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I, along with two other former Secretaries of Agriculture, Ann Veneman and Dan Glickman, attended the portrait unveiling ceremony of Secretary Tom Vilsack at the Department of Agriculture. Vilsack served as Secretary for 8 years. It's very rare for any cabinet member to last that long. I was in my sixth year when I left. Throughout his tenure, Secretary Vilsack has been a strong supporter of biotechnology, ag trade, and the renewable fuel standard. Those are just some of the issues that are very important to our industry. I think we're all aware of President-elect Donald Trump's criticism of China's trade manipulation. Negotiating better trade deals with China will be a delicate process. For more than a year now, the Obama administration has been pushing China to fix some of their trade-restricting policies. Did you know that U.S. beef has been shut out of China for 13 years? We need to open up acceptance of some of our biotech crops also. 2 years ago, they rejected a number of shipments of distillers' dried grain. China can be a problem, but let's not forget that one-third of our soybean crop is shipped to China. Serving the ag industry in the country is a never-ending challenge. Secretary Vilsack accomplished a lot, but there is always more to do. Donald Trump's new secretary will have his hands full. The Congress will begin writing the next farm bill, and it's important that the Secretary of Agriculture have a strong voice. It can be hard the first year, as a new team of assistant and undersecretaries are appointed and then expected to lead the charge. I know that in 1981, my first year, when the 1981 Farm Bill was written, we didn't have very much influence. The Congress took the lead, but in 1985, we were ready and succeeded in pushing through a number of important changes, including the Conservation Reserve Program, and an end of the annual Land Set-Aside Program. As this new farm bill is written, the food nutrition, that's food stamps and school lunch and so forth, they need to stay married to the farm program. Although food nutrition spends more than 70% of the money of the farm bill, farm and food need to hang together or they could hang separately. Farm influence in Congress needs all the help that we can get. I'm hopeful that President-elect Trump, with his new team at USDA, will cover our back. After all, didn't agriculture and rural America elect our new president? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.